You are listening to On The Daily, the RotoViz Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, powered by RotoViz Radio.
What up, what up? This is Matt Dolkin, at Bearded DFS, with the RotoViz PGA Podcast. Check out the podcast homepage and click the link for a 30% discount on a RotoViz subscription. Check out rotoviz.com/PGA for my article for $4 for the picks and course intro and key stats correlation this week for the Waste Management Open, aka the Phoenix Open. And please subscribe on iTunes to the RotoViz radio feed and the On The Daily feed as well, where this podcast is posted. And if you do those last two things, that's part of the contest that's going to get you entered to a giveaway for a full year-long subscription to the RotoViz NFL package. At RotoViz, we'll be tweeting out a tweet. It will be obvious, and you're going to retweet that tweet. You have to subscribe on iTunes to the RotoViz radio feed, the On The Daily feed, and also leave a review and a rating to the On The Daily feed. It really helps us promote the podcast. So, you know, if you want that year-long subscription, the much sought after NFL subscription and a year long subscription to the PGA package, go ahead and do that. You know, it's free to enter. That's all you got to do is those couple of things and you're right at it. Side rant. Why does tea never cool down? I was trying to wait to do this podcast for this tea to cool down because my throat's feeling a little rough, but I just couldn't wait. I feel like I've been waiting forever. It's like the opposite of toast. You know, like you make toast and like before you can even get the butter on it, that shit is ice cold. So, yeah. Side rant over. It's going to be a great week this week, upcoming in PGA. A very exciting event. They have some catchy phrase. I think it's like the most exciting thing on grass or something like that, because it's going to be in Phoenix. It's going to be in Arizona, where the partiers be, at TPC Scottsdale, a par 71, 7,266 yards. We're looking at Bermuda fairways and greens. The course was renovated in late 2014 with four green relocations. All greens resurfaced, 100 yards added, bunkers made over with white sand, and 250 new trees planted. So if you're looking at course history, you might want to, you know, lower how much you're counting stuff before 2014. But I still went ahead and used those years for the search and correlations for key stats, just because to me it seemed, you know, similar enough, right? Still the same type of course, same type of holes. So the last six winners were Hideki Matsuyama, 17 under in 2017. Before Hideki Matsuyama in 2016 at 14 under, Brooks Koepka, 16 under, Kevin Stadler, 16 under, Phil Mickelson with the course record, 28 under, and Kyle Stanley at 15 under. So when I did my key stats correlation search, I went ahead and took out the second year of Hideki because, you know, it just messes up the stats when you have two of the same guy in there. And, you know, over the last 5 years, the average is kind of messed up due to the Phil Mickelson, you know, course record, but it's 18.4 average under par to the winners. Over those last six, not including the second Hideki win, so last five. And this podcast, as always, is going to be on DraftKings pricing and strategy, and also it's mostly a GPP podcast. You know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about some stuff having to do with cash. I might mention a guy for cash, but predominantly we're going to be talking about GPPs. So, instantly when I looked at my correlation search, I saw that strong tee to green players that score a high percentage of birdies just dominate here at TPC Scottsdale. The average driving distance of the winners is right at 300 yards, so distance will be giving a player's an advantage this week. So I'm going to be really keying in on guys with distance, at least, you know, near that 300 yard or above mark, because I want guys that are going to be, you know, hitting wedges into some of these greens. You know, it's a short course. It's only a par 71. So, let's make sure we focus on that. And as far as off the tee and approach, it correlated similarly. And if you want to see the exact numbers for this correlation, it's in my article. I put it in there. It's only $4. You get that table and also, you know, the picks, obviously. So starting at the top, it's pretty easy decision for me. I know people really want to go and, you know, grab Hideki. Can he do the three-peat? But I'm pretty much betting against it this week. Because if I can get Jordan Spieth for $100 less than Hideki Matsuyama, I'm going to do it pretty much every single time, unless Spieth is battling an injury or there's something else going off the course, or he's just in terrible form. But Spieth is looking great right now. He has incredible form. He's been gaining a ton of strokes tee to green, averaging 2 in his last 12 rounds this year. So he also doesn't have terrible course history. 2017 ninth, 2015 he had a 7th place, and yeah, I think there will be a lot of people taking Hideki over Spieth, but I really just don't think it's the right play in the long run, and I could be wrong, but hey, you can't be right every week. Moving down, due to the nature of the lineups I'm going to build, there's so much value in the mid-range that I don't really find myself attracted to a ton of these guys in the 9 and 8K range. You know, I could see taking a shot at Jon Rahm, but he's just so closely priced to Spieth. I think I'm just going to go up to Spieth every time. We haven't seen Justin Thomas since the Sony Open. He performed all right, and I could definitely see, you know, a shot on him in GPPs. So he's all right, but after Spieth, I'm pretty much off of a lot of these guys. They're a little bit overpriced for me. Leishman, Berger, Noren, overpriced. Tony Finau, you know, I love to fade Tony Finau because golf is such, you know, there's so much variance in golf that anytime you can almost guarantee a guy will be over 30% owned, if he misses the cut, that's it. All he has to do is miss the cut or have, you know, not the greatest round, and you're going to put yourself way above him. I'm not saying play Noren, play Berger, play Simpson, play Holmes, play these guys right by him. What you should do is just construct a lineup that puts you in a different range. And I mean, that's naturally going to happen when you take a guy at the top, Spieth, you know, then you're going to go balanced. I mean, you could really go Spieth and, you know, Finau if you wanted, and then, you know, take one guy in the 6K range. But I just don't like that build, and I just... Finau could do great, you know, that's the thing. But I mean, just the high ownership, elevated price, I think you're going to profit in the long term fading Tony Finau when he's 30% or higher. It's just a GPP strategy in cash. I have no problems with Tony Finau, but yeah, I will not have a share. Okay, I might have one share, we'll see how many lineups I end up building, but probably not. Moving down, I could see Gary Woodland getting a little bit of traction, but you know, the problem I have with him is he's really been riding a hot putter. I mean, he's been okay tee to green, but not, you know, elite to be up in this range. In the last 12 rounds, he's second tee to green, I believe. In the last 12 rounds, he's second in putting versus the field in 2018. So I don't like to ride guys that's price is elevated because of performance due to a putter. I'd rather find a guy that is performing extremely well tee to green, that is maybe not putting the best, and you say, hey, maybe he'll come around this week, and then, you know, you're going to find a ton of value there. And especially, you know, there's so much value this week that playing a guy that has been priced up just is such a misplay this week, and this could get me... You know, this could get me back. Let's see if this tea is finally cooled down. Damn, burn my tongue. Still hot. Okay, moving down. Here's a guy that is certainly of value, Matt Kuchar. We saw him make an appearance in Abu Dhabi. I wouldn't worry about the travel. He had 2 weeks, so he had a week off to just chill. You know, get used to being back in the States. So Kuchar, you know, your standard cash play. I mean, he's pretty much a lock in cash. The price is cheap, and he probably won't win, but he's like, 90% to make the cut? So I definitely will have him if I do end up playing double ups this week, but I'm predominantly a GPP player. Moving down, Austin Cook, a guy that has been really hot this year. I really think you can just keep riding him. I mean, he's been pause again. But yeah, the guy's been good. Maybe an elevated price tag. I don't know. Second look, maybe he's a little overpriced here, but he has been performing really well. Those were weaker fields, so I think you could take a look at him in GPPs. Definitely not a cash play. Moving down, in this lower 7, mid 7K range, just the value is just superfluous. If I said that right, I'm not sure. But the first guy that I really is just going to be a cornerstone for me, like I might straight go all in on him, is Kevin Chappell, 7,700. He's just, in elite tee to green form. First tee to green last 12 rounds in 2018. And over here at this course, let's check out what his course history is. Chappell, it is not good. So he's not done well at this tournament, but I'm not really worried about that. I have no problem playing him here. He's going to be pretty much locked in, just because this is a place where tee to green is going to get it done for you. You really need to have that, you really need to have it clicking, your ball striking. And that's exactly what he has right now. So maybe people will look at the course history and he won't be high owned. I doubt it, but maybe it'll keep some people off, and I just think he's an excellent play. Ollie Schneiderhans, some people got burned last week, but he was playing well, played great at the Sony Open. I'm not sure, with the withdrawal from the Career Builder, if he actually is like hiding an injury or I missed something, but he seems right in that range where he's a good play. This range is just so stocked. Russell Knox, I like him. He's been another guy who's just been killing it tee to green this year, in the last 12 rounds, averaging 1.6 strokes gained tee to green. Just incredible form. Kyle Stanley, another guy I really like. It's really hard to not love Kyle Stanley this week. He just fits it, We're focusing on bombers. I haven't mentioned a guy yet that has had, a short hitter yet. There's one guy in the low range that I actually do have some interest in, but all these guys I'm talking about have decent distance off the tee, so that's something you're definitely going to want to focus on. Russell Henley, another guy I could definitely see people getting into. There's nothing wrong with him. The odds don't really like him this week. He's a little bit of the opposite of an odds value, so from that angle, I could see looking the other way. Patrick Reed, I could see him gaining steam. He really has the name value, even though he hasn't really had the performance lately. And the next guy that I'm really going to lock in on, and I think is just an excellent play, is Scott Piercy. This guy is just, he's returning to form. Like, he's playing great. Not the longest off the tee, about 296 yards last year, but he's gained 2.3 strokes per round last week. Just extremely elite. He has as high as a third place finish here, but that was back in 2013 before the renovations, but that doesn't bother me too much. In 2014, he had a 15th. So he's definitely someone I like. I think you could take a look at JJ Spahn. He's had a fourth place finish here. Excuse me. And I'm throwing a lot of guys out here, but which is nice, because I'm not necessarily giving away the picks for the article, because I haven't wrote my article yet this week, and I usually do before the podcast. But it's probably better that I'm not giving away the picks, so obviously on the podcast that people are paying for. Could definitely see people taking a look at Xander. I just named 10 names from 7.7 to 7.4. I'm going to continue to do so. Probably my favorite value play of the week is Bud Cauley. This guy is just way underpriced. And, you're going to see that a lot this week. So, because of the Monday finish, the odds makers, it really threw him for a loop. I don't know if they were just... I really don't know what happened, but just stuff is all thrown around this week because, DraftKings pricing is based off the PGA odds. And, but you get a little bit of value there. his odds aren't too bad. I see him right here at 80 to 1. I don't know. I really like him here this week. He's played here twice, and he's been just killing it tee to green. I know I'm going to just keep saying that, but he's averaging 1.6 strokes gained per round, which is a lot in 2018 over the last 12 rounds. So I definitely think he's someone that is going to be another cornerstone for me. Maybe I am giving away the picks. Just, you know, look for the word cornerstone. Nah, but I'm going to stop saying it now. Moving along, there's just so many guys in that range. I could see myself just locking in Spieth and then just selecting all these guys and, you know, running a script and just generating a bunch of lineups with every single combination of the, you know, these 7-7 down to like 7-3 guys, because they're really like such strong plays. Like, it's ridiculous. And I think this kind of like is a difficult week because of how much value there is. So you're really going to have to find the super value, because there's so many good plays that you can fit in your lineup. You know, someone tweeted me this week and they said, you know, you could build a lineup full of 7K guys that looks great. And I felt the same way. The first lineup I built, I think I had like $1,000 left over, and I loved it. And I was like, oh, I got to find a way to, you know, optimize and use all this money. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to, but just really try to find just that super value. The last guy that I want to touch on the podcast is Kevin Na. So, you know, he's a great odds value at this price. He's 110 to 1. He performed really well last week. No one was really on him, but I kind of noticed a return to form, and he may have done a lot around the green, but he was striking the ball well. I think he has good course history here. Sorry for looking some of these things up while I am doing the pod, but he does. Over the last 5 years, he has 16th, 24th, 26th, 19th, and 36th. There's really no reason that he should be at this price. You know, not the longest hitter. We see him over here at only 283.7 yards on average in the 2017 season with the driver off the tee. So definitely not the longest hitter, but I just think he has decent form. The guy can score when he gets it going, and this price is just extremely underpriced. So, you know, if you want to ride with Finau, he'll be a way that you can really feel comfortable about your lineup. You know, get a guy that's going to get through the cut, and that's Kevin Na. You know, he's going to get you through the cut. I feel very confident about that, even though he just missed the cut 2 weeks ago at the Sony Open. But, you know, that's a return to form kind of deal. And moving down, the last guy, the last guy that I'm going to talk about is Chesson Hadley. I mean, I understand he hasn't really had the complete ascension to, like, you know, top, like, 50 or, like, 100 player in the world. But this is just a young guy who's really talented, gained 1.3 strokes, tee to green this year in the last 12 rounds. And, you know, that's what we're focusing on this week. He's got the distance. He's over 300 yards. So, you know, Kevin Na and Hadley, just super underpriced. I feel really good about those guys. I mean, Hadley should make the cut. So should Na. Maybe if you want to go superstars and scrubs, you could go, you know, if you want to pay Finau, you could go Spieth, Finau, Hadley, nah, not a cash lineup, but something that has like an insane upside in tournaments. So I'm not going to put those last two slots in for you, but that's definitely how I'm going to be building this week, starting with Spieth and moving down from there, just loading up on these guys in the 7K range. And maybe I'll probably have to get a guy in the 8K range, just because of, you know, that's where you end up after you take four of those 7K range guys. But that's going to do it for us this week. Follow me on Twitter at BeardedDFS. We're going to have some great guests coming up. You know, I've been talking to a lot of people on Twitter. I'm just, you know, getting a lot of guys that I respect and that are really smart and respected in the industry And we're going to be trying to get as many new guests on here as we can, just to, you know, bring something new to the podcast and, you know, really grow the golf product here on RotoViz. And so I'm really excited for all of that. So look out for that. Check out the podcast once again. Rewind if you need to be reminded to, you know, what to do for the, you know, to win the NFL package for a year on RotoViz and the PGA package for a year. But please subscribe on iTunes to the RotoViz radio feed and also to the On the Daily feed. My article is at rotoviz.com/PGA for $4. Good luck this week, everybody. Peace.
Thank you for listening to On the Daily, the RotoViz Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, powered by RotoViz Radio. And special thanks to Randy E. Aguibo for the introduction. Please review the podcast on iTunes under the established RotoViz Radio feed. Contact us via email onthedailydfs@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @onthedailydfs.